Everybody in the studio, please behave yourselves. We are on the radio. I should have said that, man. You know that. You're an old pro. No cursing, right?
I know.
That's Sublime with Rome. The song's called Panic. Came out, seems like, a couple years ago now, and Rome is here in our Pearl Street studios today.
What up, everybody?
What's happening, man? Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, man, thank you, man. I was a little late today. I'm sorry. I had to handle some stuff in LA.
That's cool.
But I'm over here. Got a show in San Juan Capistrano.
At the Coach House.
At the Coach House, man. It's going to be tight. I think we're on at 10 o'clock tonight.
This whole month, you're on the road. You're doing the whole West Coast, it seems like.
Yeah, I'll be doing, I think, like 8 more shows left on the run.
Yeah.
And
it's
then
like San Juan Capistrano or San
Luis Obispo, and then we're going down to Solana Beach to the Belly Up, and then I'm taking it up north to like Sacktown and like San Francisco and Santa Cruz.
Nice, man. Are you looking forward to a particular city up and down the coast this time around?
I mean, dude, like, I just love being in California, bro. So like any of the venues in California, I'm just juiced. I'm super excited to go home though, because I'm from the Bay Area. So when I go to San Francisco, I'm gonna have all the fam and all
right
the come out.
Dude, I thought you were SoCal through and through, man. I had no idea.
Yeah, dude, no, man. I'm from the Bay, man. I'm an Oakland kid. I got a lot of family in Southern California. All my family's in Southern California.
Right. And all these musical projects, man.
Dude, I mean, SoCal's music scene is just jumping, you know. Mm-hmm. It's really, really jumping. There's a lot of talent down here and a lot of opportunity for talent to like get heard. So I knew, you know, when I became a young man and I was like, I need to do something with my life, I'm like, I'm gonna go down to SoCal and try to make the dream happen.
For you, did you always want to play music?
As soon as I figured it out, man, I was 12 years old, and I mean, I was skateboarding. I always skateboarded and played basketball, but I was too chubby to be a good skateboarder, so I just like picked up the guitar.
Right.
And then once I picked up the guitar, it was a wrap, man. I knew exactly. From that point on, I didn't know how I was going to do it. I just knew, like, this was the most fun thing in the world, and I didn't care about money.
I feel like Rome was basically put on the map in a big way with a collaboration with the Dirty Heads going a couple years back now. And then obviously you linked up with the original Sublime guys to do that. So hanging out in the studio or touring the country is really nothing new to you, which is cool.
No,
but,
man.
But now there's a record in the works.
Yeah, yeah. It's done now. I can't believe I can say that, but it's finally done. I've been doing this solo record for like 3 years, and it's finally done now. So it'll be out this summer. The name of the record is called Get Free.
Get Free. We do have a brand new single to play from it. We'll get to that in just a second. Any producers on this record? Did you link up with some of your super artistic friends?
I produced and wrote everything with my good friend Dave Bassett. We went to Texas and just locked ourselves inside of a studio and just wrote and did everything.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it's like you've been sitting on some of these songs for a few years now, and you're probably just itching to record
it. You know, the crazy thing is like when I first sought to do the solo album, which was like, you know, 2.5, almost 3 years ago now, I had completely ran through the machine of the major label. You know, I worked with, you know, all the big cats and all these really talented people. And then I was left with this album that was, you know, it was a really great album, but, you know, it wasn't me. You know, it was so many other writers and so many other producers that, of course, your stuff starts to just fall smaller and smaller as far as your contribution to the song goes. And, you know, I mean, it didn't make sense because I was writing and producing for these other artists. Why I wouldn't do my own thing? So, you know, I told the label, I was like, yo,
sense.
Like,
yeah.
Give me 2 weeks. I'm going to go to Texas and I'm going to come up with some music. Just me. And I created an album or a couple songs, and they were
killer,
gassed
man.
On it, man. They were gassed on it and just gave me the opportunity to do the whole album, just me. So,
what am I trying to say? Do you have any artists under your wing right now as a producer, or are you just focusing on the Rome solo stuff right now?
I mean, I got a lot of stuff popping off as far as, like, you know, me goes, and I just got done producing the Dirty Heads record that's about to come out in a couple months.
Cool.
But I have an artist that's signed to me. His name is Nomadic, and he's a rapper, and he's like the greatest MC I've ever heard, man.
Awesome.
He's a whiz.
Before I forget, how did you even link up with Dirty Heads? Because they're SoCal guys. We like them a lot, you know?
And dude, it's actually the same studio that I met the Sublime guys at, man.
Really?
Yeah, it was 17th Street Studios. You know, Louis runs that spot. I would just go there, and I was just like, I mean, not really interning, but I was just helping out at the studio, you know, cleaning up, patching stuff in, setting up mics. And
no kidding.
That's where I met the guys.
Yeah.
That's where I met Eric, too.
Sure. And I guess flash forward after that, the whole Sublime thing must have been just a whirlwind of events for you, man.
Oh, man, I mean, it's crazy. It still is, man. I mean,
sure.
We're about to hop in the studio at the end of the summer and start working on another Sublime with Rome album, too. So it's just
awesome.
Never ending, man. As long as it's music, we'll keep going.
Again, we heard the song Panic, Sublime with Rome. What was it like collaborating with those guys and writing music together?
It's pretty
and
nuts.
Did you really
man.
Want to, you know, how much of it in your head was channeling the original Sublime, like, feel, you know?
First part of the question, working with, you know, Eric and Bud is definitely more different than anything I've ever done as far as music goes. They're older than me, so they have just way more, like, knowledge as far as, like, you know, how music traditionally sounded at that time or how, you know, rudimentary, you know, things can be broken. You know, that's what really made, like, Sublime so, like, freaking dope was that
yeah.
they took rules and just
right.
smacked them in half, you know? So working with them, they really, and especially Eric, man, like, he, you know, Panic, for example.
Yeah.
I brought him Panic, and what was actually the bridge became the verse, and what was actually the chorus was a sped up punk part of the bridge, and that's just how he was. He heard the song once and was just like, that's really cool. Let's take the chorus and punk it out and put it as a bridge, and let's take that bridge and slow it down and skank it and make it the bridge. I'm like, whoa,
damn,
that's
right.
so rad. Like, yeah. I would have never have thought of that, you know?
Right.
So it was, you know, that's always, you know, I love working with those guys, man.
Well,
they're awesome.
I guess bands like Blind Melon have a new frontman now, and they're touring the country, and they're selling out everywhere. Couldn't think of a better person to be the frontman of Sublime these days. So there's another record in the works. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Thank you for that. But yeah, we're plugging away, getting ready to drop another record and keep it growing, man. You know, I mean, we just want to get bigger and bigger, you know.
Right on. I could ask you about that a million times over, you know, and I'm sure you've been asked by every DJ in every other market that you've hit up.
That's all good.
So
man.
Let's move on to the new stuff. The new stuff, again, Terrorista, the record is called Get Free.
Yeah.
And tentatively scheduled to come out when?
I think tentatively is like August 12th. That's what I read in the OC Weekly, so
okay.
I think they might know.
Right,
I don't know.
Well,
I just write the damn songs, man. They tell me all the other stuff.
Well, let's hear the first single that's, I guess, available right now. You could get it on iTunes.
Uh-huh.
There's a cool video for it on your website.
Yeah, it's about a family going bad on each other.
Right.
It's pretty tight.
It's Rome Musica.
Yeah, on Twitter. Or at my .com or Facebook or whatever.
Right, so let's play Terrorista. I feel like if you dig on bands like Sublime, Dirty Heads, even like the Tim Armstrong stuff.
Yeah, man, anything Rancid or The Clash,
yeah.
Bow Wow Wow, man. That's like really what I tried to make this album was like a Clash album, but with hip-hop production and samples.
So, awesome.
Yeah, man, it's pretty crazy. You're going to trip when you hear it.
All right, let's hear it now, then more from our Pearl Street studios with Rome right after this on KX93.5.
This is... Your whole life for it. Ain't Ain't it funny how it hits before you see it coming? Even after you've been running your whole life from it.
To get shamelessly commercial.
Where you gonna go when they come for you?
Hey, yo, where you gonna go?
I said, where you gonna go when they come for you?
Hey, yo, where you gonna go?
Put your hands in the air if you're feeling it too. Or put your hands in the air cause they're coming for you.
Again, that is new from Rome. It is Terrorista. You heard it first right here on member-supported KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listener-supported, we're all about it. We realize we have a lot of new listeners this afternoon. You could donate to the radio station. You could become a member. And all the details are online on KX935.com. I don't mind asking people for money because I feel like what we're doing is taking FM back to the glory days, you know?
Hey, man, it requires a lot of time and a lot of effort to create beautiful art, and that shit ain't free, man.
You know it, man. that is Roman Studio. Who did you bring with yourself right next to you?
I brought my beautiful, handsome friend named Matt Rodriguez, and he plays guitar for me.
Cool. So who else is on stage with you tonight at the
I got
Coach
my
House?
Boy Johnny playing bass. He's actually another beautiful man. And then my boy Mike, and he's the drummer, or was the drummer of the Bouncing Souls, but I stole him. I didn't steal them. This is all good. But yeah, so we got cool. Some solid dudes up there, man.
Cool.
Good guys. You stop any of us in the alley, we'll give you an extra cigarette or whatever.
And then again, you're pretty much on the road just about every day in the month of April. So coming to a city near you in SoCal or
up
the coast.
Up and down the coast, Sacramento, San Francisco, Santa Cruz, Solana Beach, you name it.
Nice. Solana Beach is a good room, the belly up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So we're going, I think we're there in like 2 days or something.
Nice. Hopefully I'll be there. I'll be in front in my bright green American Apparel shirt. You can't miss me. I'll make a point to say hi.
Good man.
So what do you guys want to play first?
We're going to play my new song called Scream.
Awesome. Well, at your leisure. This is new from Rome on KX93.5.
Here we go.
I used to think life was all a game of sink or swim. I'd follow the rules like everyone my age, I guess. But raising my hand only proved that I was less a man. And speaking in turn only proved that I would end up last. Oh, everything I know was wrong. Oh, should have known it all along. Gonna live too fast, gonna burn my cash, I'll piss my days away. Yeah, I drink too much till I'm out of touch, but I'm not quite down the drain. Oh, don't care if you're listening, you'll still hear me when I scream. My bones have grown, and all the thrills I've had since 17 never seem to go. So I'm fighting for the best of me. So God bless the soul of anyone who gets me off this train. Yeah, what I know, I'm ready to be dumb again. Oh, everything I know was wrong. Oh, should have known it all along. Gonna live too fast, gonna burn my cash, I'll piss my days away. Yeah, I drink too much till I'm out of touch, but I'm not quite down the drain. Oh, 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 oh. Don't care if you're listening, you'll still hear me when I scream. You'll still hear me when I scream your name. Name, gonna live too fast, gonna burn my cash out, piss my days away. Gonna drink too much till I'm out of touch, but not quite down the drain. Oh, don't care if you're listening, you'll still hear me when I scream. You'll still hear me when I scream. You'll still hear me when I scream your name.
Nice.
Awesome. That's great. Again, we're member-supported radio. That is Sublime Love. Sorry about that, my friend.
Again.
You know, that's Rome right here in our Pearl Street studios. That is brand new off the record, Get Free, which is coming out in a few months now. We can't wait for it. We just debuted a new song from the record. By now, it seems like you're a pro and you know exactly when to, like, back off that mic when you have to wail. You
man,
know,
far from a pro, still learning.
But, you know, your voice is just as much as an instrument as, you know, playing the guitar or anything, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's the same kind of, like, dedication and, you know, honing your instrument, I guess, so to speak. You know, you got to just, you know what works. I've definitely been up on the mic and been like, hear me scream. And
right,
just like,
that
sounds terrible.
Wrong, like the MCs.
Oh, yeah. They're just feeding back and all that. You learn, man. You live and you learn. But it takes many mistakes. So
are you, you're not necessarily a classically trained guy? You're
no, man.
Self-taught.
I never had a lesson doing anything, man. I just love what I do. So I just do a lot, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, and for better or for worse. You know,
so
I'm an extremist. So.
You might go home and pick up that guitar when you got a hankering to write a song.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's the thing, I guess, that's changed. Because I started off as a guitar player, and, you know, I used to just go and, like, hit my guitar and jam on it forever. But once I started writing songs, like, now it's just, I don't need a guitar or a piano or, you know, anything. I mean, obviously, if I have them, I'll use them. But it's like my outlet now is just writing music. Whatever, wherever I'm at. So.
Right, and I imagine along the road, like, it's the crowds are, like, very encouraging and, like, all about it, you know?
I mean, that's the only thing that keeps me going.
Yeah,
man.
Do you find like you have almost a built-in audience at this point because of the other projects you've been involved in?
I would say that, you know, that has obviously helped me, but in order for me to be a true success with my own music, I need to establish, you know, a certain sound of my own.
Cool.
And, you know, that's where I feel like I have a lot of work to do. So, yeah.
So far, so good, man. Keep us in the loop with those artists that you're producing and the new music out of Rome. And we're all about it here on
Hell
the
radio. Yeah, man. Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, if there's any songs you want to test out on the public, hopefully you'll come to us rather than the big radio stations, you know.
Hell yeah, man.
The big corporate stations.
You guys' view here is phenomenal,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love it here.
And, not to mention the craft beer and stuff. If you come by on a
it's
Friday,
great.
You know, that's just a bonus, I guess.
Bootlegs Brewery, dude.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Right. I know they're listening right now, which is rad. Again, this is Rome live in our Pearl Street studios. Tonight at the Coach House, which is a cool room to play. You remember playing the Coach House before, or this is the first time?
I think this is the first time I've ever
There's
played Coach House.
There's a bunch of tables set up and pictures on the walls of all
I
sorts
might just
of people.
Hop on the table and do like that peewee dance. You know what it do that with? What was that?
Yeah.
Tequila.
That's kind of the place you can do
I need
that.
Those shoes, man. Those are epic. Those are tight.
New record is going to be called Get Free. We are looking forward to it. Dude, it's a pleasure to talk to you, man. I've been
Thanks
hearing
for
your music
here, man.
For a few years now, and it's really, really nice to get that human interaction.
Yeah, man, for
know?
Sure, man.
Yeah. So would you mind playing another song before we kind
yeah,
of wrap it
sure.
up?
Sure. This song's called Doing Time for You.
All right, whenever you guys are ready.
Oh. You found thousand ways to turn me criminal and put me in a state of mind that's terminal. I never thought a girl could take me down. I swear I never thought I'd find a place I can't get out. Yeah, you found a thousand ways to turn me criminal. Yeah, darling, you got me feeling like I'm doing time for you. Girl, I set the world on fire just to prove, oh, that I can make you smile, sad but true. Girl, I'm doing time for you, yeah. Got me doing things I swear I never did, like quitting smoking and dipping out on all my friends. I never thought a girl could take me down. I swear I never thought I'd find a place I can get out. You got me doing things I swear I never did. Yeah, darling, you got me feeling like I'm doing time for you. Girl, I set the world on fire just to prove, oh, I can be your man, that by two. Girl, I'm doing time for you, yeah. Tell me how long it's long enough. I've been climbing these walls and knowing so. What's it gonna take? What's it gonna take? Tell me, tell me. Tell me how long it's long enough. Cause I've been fighting these words and knowing so. What's it gonna take? What's it gonna take? Tell me, tell me. Darling, you got me feeling like I'm doing time for you. Girl, I set the world on fire just to prove, oh, that I can make you smile, said by two. Girl, I'm doing time for you, yeah. Girl, I'm doing time for you, oh. Girl, I'm doing time for you, yeah.
Killer. That was live in our Pearl Street studios, and that just happened like right in front of our face as we're shooting video and everything as well. That is new from Rome on KX93.5. Was that song called again? Because it was super new.
Doing time for you.
All right, and that's off the new record, Get Free, available in a few months now. We are probably in the summer or something. Right on, man. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, guys, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
we're just right up the street.
Yeah, we will see you at the Coach House this evening.
Hell yeah, man.
And good luck on tour. You're always welcome to our studios. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Rome quite yet?
Thanks for listening to me, everybody. And if you like it, go follow me on Twitter, at Rome Musica.
There you go. All right, KX93.5. Thanks again, man.
Thanks.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, Laguna's only FM. KX93.5.